This is KUT News 90.5. The Texas legislature's regular session ended earlier this week without any increase to the basic allotment. That is the minimum amount the state must spend per student, and it's basically the building block of public education funding in Texas. The last time lawmakers raised per student funding was in 2019. Up to $6,160. But because of inflation, the basic allotment just doesn't go as far as it used to. So what does this mean for school districts here in Central Texas? Joining us now to talk about that is KUT's education reporter, Becky Fogel. Hi, Becky.
Hey, Jerry.
We have talked a lot about the basic allotment over the last few months. How much did public school advocates and school leaders hope lawmakers would raise it?
The number they were hoping for was about $1,000, and that's just to make up for inflation over the last 4 years and basically make the basic allotment what it was worth in 2019. The Texas House did approve a school funding bill that increased the basic allotment, but by a lot less than $1,000. House Bill 100 would have increased the basic allotment by $90 in the first year and at least $50 in the second. But when Senate Republicans got a hold of the bill, they added in a school voucher program. That was ultimately a deal breaker for the Texas House, where there's consistently been bipartisan opposition to vouchers. So ultimately, HB 100 did not pass. And that means no increase to the basic allotment to boost public education funding.
Okay, and we are expecting that basic allotment to stay the same for another 2 years. How do we expect that to impact school districts?
It's going to put a lot of strain on their budgets. School districts, I think like all of us, are dealing with inflation. I talked with Manor ISD Superintendent Robert Sermani about rising costs his district is seeing.
One of the numbers that I've been citing to people, just to give them an idea, is just to maintain our fuel costs and our utility costs, we're going to add $1.5 million in expenditures to our budget for next year.
Sermani said Manor ISD already has a $6 million budget deficit, so the district is going to have to look at ways to reduce costs or raise revenue, like a tax rate election. He also said the district is leaving some vacant positions unfilled or just getting rid of them altogether. That's something other districts like Austin ISD have been doing, too, to save money.
Okay, let's go back to the original version of House Bill 100. It would have increased the basic allotment, yes, but only by $90 in the first year. $90 doesn't sound like that much. Would that have helped districts if it passed?
Yeah, so even though $90 is obviously way below $1,000, it would still help out. I talked with Eanes ISD Chief Financial Officer Chris Scott. He estimated that a $90 increase would have amounted to $750,000 for the district. He said that even though that's only 1% of the district's budget, it would basically help Eanes ISD go from having what will probably be a budget deficit for the 2023-2024 school year to a balanced budget, and that's a big difference. Scott also calculated how much money the district would have received if lawmakers actually had increased the basic allotment by $1,000.
That makes a difference of $8.2 million for the 23-24 school year. So that's obviously incredibly significant. And there's a lot that could have been done with $8 million.
He says most, if not all of that money, would have probably been used to raise salaries.
Okay, it sounds like every dollar counts. So the legislature did not increase the basic allotment. Is there anything that lawmakers did do to increase any other school funding?
So there is legislation, House Bill 3, that would give school districts some new money for school safety, including giving districts $15,000 per campus. But the bill also requires schools to have an armed person on every campus. And Scott said $15,000 is just not going to cover the cost of putting an officer on every campus. So that ends up being another expense Eanes ISD is going to be picking up.
Okay, Becky, school voucher legislation, it failed during the regular session, but is there a chance it could come up again?
There is a chance it could come up again. Governor Greg Abbott said last month he'd call a special session if lawmakers did not pass a broad enough school voucher bill. And of course, they didn't end up passing one at all. Abbott called a special session earlier this week focused on property taxes and border security. But he also said in that announcement that several special sessions will be required for issues he considers priorities. Still, a couple of public education advocates I talked to expect the Texas House to keep blocking school vouchers. That includes Chandra Villanueva with Every Texas, a left-leaning think tank.
It is not a popular policy proposal for most Texans, and it's definitely not one that's accepted within the House. So he may call us back, but I don't see the House being willing to move forward on any vouchers.
But we'll just have to wait and see what happens if Abbott does call a special session on vouchers.
Wait and see we will. That is Becky Fogel. She is KUT's education reporter. Thank you so much, Becky.
Thank you, Jerry.